boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky B. Over there we got Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And this is your highness herself, Destiny.
Hello, Destiny.
Hola.
Before we get into today's podcast.
Before we get into it, you can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Twitter and Instagram is the same at TheBroadcast999. Gmail, our email obviously, is TheBroadcast999@gmail. And Facebook is TheBroad-cast. And you can find us there.
Woo! And we got some emails and we got some texts and some messages of sorts. One of our texts is from Tristan. He says, "Hey, Vic, heard you like pupusas. If you're ever down near south side of Seattle, there's a killer El Salvadorian bakery there. Just Ooh. Called the Salvadorian Bakery. Cheers," from Tristan.
Nice.
So I did talk about that on air. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast or not. Pupusas are legit.
What is that exactly?
Sorry, moving the computer.
Pupusas.
It is an El Salvadorian thing. It's kind of made like if you ever had a tamale or like homemade like tortillas, like handmade mm-hmm. tortillas. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that similar masa.
Oh, okay.
But it's stuffed with stuff.
That sounds yummy.
And then they kind of cook them on like a griddle and stuff. So they'll do like bean and cheese or they'll do like meat. And it's just so good. And then they'll serve it with this slaw. It's a little tangy, but it's not super tangy. And then like salsa or like they call it crema, which is just sour cream, but it's really thin. Mm. It's not like big Ooh. Dollops.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a sauce. And you just put it over it.
So it's usually savory.
Yeah, it's a savory thing.
Now I want to make a sweet one. Now that you mention that.
Right?
And I can't have none of that right now. So it makes me even more upset.
Are you on a diet?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm doing the keto thing, so I can't have any carbs. Like, not even fruit. Like, that's how serious it is. Yeah.
I have a few friends that are doing that right now, and they're kind of... One of my girlfriends is like, I don't care if I don't eat vegetables or any fruit or anything, but the fact is, or any bread, my beer.
Yeah.
She's losing her mind because she can't have beer.
I'm a rice psycho. I don't know. Like, I love rice. So, like, I'm dying with not being able to eat that. Yeah,
I've just finished my week two of, like, my low carb, low sugar, no alcohol thing. And the cauliflower rice and the broccoli rice, it ain't nothing like real rice. Like, it's fine and it's an okay substitute. But, dude, I am so sick of vegetables. Oh, my God. I can't even.
I'm actually excited about it, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to by week two I'm going to be like
I'm going
to kill everybody. Yeah.
I'm so over it. I'm so over food prepping. I'm so over the entire thing.
I'm excited, honestly.
I did find this funny tweet from Seska 115, mm-hmm. and it's kind of relating to what you guys are saying. It's like, realized how S it is being a girl is. Spent half of my life on a diet, bleeding, or crying while boys just helicopter their knobs and call us psychos.
Honestly, helicopter their knobs.
That's hella funny.
Like, accurate, but a little sad.
It is sad when you think about it, but then, I don't know. What do we have that guys can't? We have boobs.
Oh, multiple O's. Or, big O's. Multiple big O's.
Yes, yes,
dude,
yes.
Dude, I was...
But even then, they can't get us there, so what's the point?
Screw that. I can get myself there.
Yeah, right?
I bought a hibachi. Screw that.
But I always, like, wonder, because sometimes I really have moments where I want, like, I wish I was a dude or I'm curious about it. And so I ask a lot of dudes. And I recently actually asked my boyfriend this question, like, do you ever wish were a female? And he was like, hell no.
Because they're not stupid.
He's like, you guys are so mean to each other.
Oh,
that's what his reason was.
Sorry.
And then I was like, but what about, like, I said that, like, what about, like, we get, like, multiple O's? And he was like, nah, I would much rather. But the only thing that he did say, he was like, well, I kind of would like boobs. That'd be kind of cool.
I mean,
I play
guys,
with them
guys
all day.
Have boobs too, but they don't have the sensitivity.
They're like, not like the fun, like,
you don't get that,
you know?
Nice, like, although I was seeing this dude for a while. I'm not seeing. It should be more
you
like.
You saw him.
No, not even. It's like we've seen each other
night.
Like four times. Like, we're friends. But it's one of those like, oh yeah, regular conversation. Hey, by the way, you should come over. Like, it's like two or three times a year.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I do.
And it was one of those mutual agreements. We're just in it for the sex. There wasn't even kissing. That's how much it was just for the sex.
Right? I like that.
But
is
you
that
guys
weird?
Are homies, too, that you guys can just, like, hang out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily.
I like the strict, you know, like, cut off. Mm-hmm. Cool.
And, like, it wasn't like it was disgust or anything. And that's just how it was. We'd come over to his house. We'd get drunk off whiskey, which was awesome. We'd sit there and bitch about life. Like, whatever anger or aggression, we just drank whiskey and, like, bitched about it. And then we would just have this awesome, just crazy, dirty sex for like hours.
Burn off some more aggression.
And then he'd always buy me food afterwards, which he didn't have to. I'm like, no, I'll pay for myself. He's like, no, I got you. I'm like, okay.
Okay. That is the dream. How
I know.
Do I just sign me up?
But like, no kissing, no none of that. And I'm totally trying to remember the point of this.
He liked it when you sucked on his.
Oh no! So he.
Jesus.
No, not necessarily. Kind of. He liked his nipples played with.
I was going.
Oh yeah, I forgot that's where we were going.
Yeah. Nipples. Come on.
Well, because here's the thing. Yeah, he's like, no, nipples don't really do anything for me. But like most guys here in the Pacific Northwest, he has tattoos on his chest. Hmm. So anytime he'd get his tattoo worked on. His nipple, he'd like send me a video. He's like, my nipples are so sensitive. Come over here and play with them. So I'd go over there, you know, I'm like, okay, I focus some energy on that.
I love it.
But I just thought that was the funniest thing. He's like sitting there just like playing with them in the videos, just like, Biggie!
Just thinking about like, come here, please. If a guy was like, will you suck on my nipple? I'd be like, I would, but I'd be like,
is that really doing anything for me?
Yeah,
the first time, it was weird, but then like I realized that like, he had like for real reaction because like even when I would like brush my hand,
oh, so against, you had a guy that liked it,
yeah, and so even when I brush my hand like gets his nipples, like
he's
like,
whew.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's hey, interesting,
it's time to be evil,
you. Yeah, it was just like excellent, so, like.
But they don't have like all the can't shake them.
The jiggly
well, I mean,
bits,
some guys can.
Yeah, and that's a whole other story.
Some guys got bigger ones than I do.
Well, speaking of boyfriend and all that, we got an email from TJ.
TJ!
And he's talking about a previous podcast. He says, I totally lost it and laughed way too loud at work in my super quiet office when I heard crying in the shower with a cheeseburger and a bong, which is something Sage said. He's like, yeah. Love you all, and Sage, glad you found your soulmate. Hopefully there's no more crying in the shower, but cheeseburgers, I will try.
Cheeseburger and bong you can still have in the shower.
I was like,
in
the that's tub. My Friday night.
I feel like in the tub would be better. Just imagine just sitting there with your bong on the side of the tub and a couple of Dick's cheeseburgers.
Oh. We all know what we're doing tonight.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to 3-2-1 battle, but after that.
But after that, go to Dick's.
Yes.
Ooh, and then we did get a message from our Facebook page from Jackie. It's like, hey girls, had to share this video with you guys. Possible idea for the sleepover: weed mac and cheese.
Oh,
so we can share that video on the Facebook.
Cheese. Yes. Ooh, you know what we should do? We should record us making various cannabis things. Or
ooh,
me, since I'm going to be one doing the baking. And
I know how to stir stuff.
We have to see what the legal aspect of that is, but we'll figure that out.
Oh, very, very true.
But it's like, who doesn't like mac and cheese? And she also asks, any plans for Cinco de Mayo? Where are good places to go? Bars, food, enjoy your weekend, ladies.
Cinco de Drinko.
Honestly,
they're so white.
White.
Is this going to sound, this is going to make me sound like a douche, but like.
What was that? It's all you.
I've recently have kind of come, like I've had a change of pace, like change of mind. Like the whole like dressing up as a gardener and going out to Cinco de Mayo. I'm now like, okay, yeah, now I'm starting to see where I used to didn't care. I'm like, all right, guys. Especially with the state.
People did that?
Yeah, there is actually a story about there's a university and it was a fraternity and they hosted a Cinco de Mayo party, mm-hmm. right? And so people are like, oh, cool, let's go to Cinco de Mayo. But when they got there, these are also guys in previously, allegedly, would chant, build the wall.
Oh, interesting.
At parties and stuff. So you got a lot of whites, you know.
Yes.
Rich so white guys in a fraternity.
Those.
Yeah. And so apparently they hosted a Cinco de Mayo party like last week or something. But instead of, you know, if you're going to wear like, you know, the
there's
outfits,
so many other
the flowers,
Mexican things that you can.
But they showed up to the party dressed as maids and gardeners and janitors.
Dude, I want to fight somebody.
First of all.
I'm not even Mexican. I want to fight somebody.
First of all, you can't have a Cinco de Mayo party. Not on Cinco de Mayo. That's
no, that's not the
first,
point.
First of all, that just would drive me crazy. It literally means like
unless
the 5th of May. Like, yeah. What the hell? You can't celebrate 4th of July not on the 4th of July.
Right?
Like, what the hell? Anyway, that would that's my OCD for you.
So that's
and
that.
Second of all, that's totally screwed up. Like I will admit that I'm super like naive when it comes to a lot of things, especially now in the world how it's so like
out there
and like everyone's kind of talking about it. Like my friend invited me to a birthday dinner at a Mexican restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and she's very white, and she told me like, oh my gosh, yeah, we're gonna like dress up, we'll bring sombreros if you have any bloody up and blah. I thought nothing of it. I told my other friend who's also really white but who's dating a Mexican guy, like, yeah, let's like bring blah blah blah. And she texted me back and was like, that is like the most racist thing.
I
would have never suggested that or told you if I knew.
I don't wear a sombrero. Like, I don't know many Mexicans that do. The only ones that actually might do are the ones that live on a like an actual farm or ranch.
Or the that are part of the band.
Or like, well, that's a different mariachi, type of sombrero. Yeah. The mariachi sombreros are a lot more. They're embellished. They're usually made out of like velvet.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
they're different. Because there's the sparkly ones you see at the Mexican restaurants. They'll put on your head.
Yeah, for
that's
a birthday.
for a birthday.
I only ever see it. Yeah.
Well, then there, but then there's also like the straw ones. I'm sure you've seen too. So the straw ones are probably, those are more associated with like being out in the sun because that's why they're so big, is for protection.
Oh, that I just thought they were all like kind of categorized as sombreros.
I mean, they are, but there's different styles. It's like saying, oh, well, sombrero literally means hat.
God. Even
like it means like a
even
hatter.
I'm a dumb white girl, like, you know what I mean, like I did not know it. And like I thought I was like, no offense obviously, but yeah. I thought that I was like, because I was like, I better not say no post about Cinco de Mayo from these, you know,
right,
you know, blah blah blah, because it's like it's Mexican holiday blah blah blah, and here I didn't even know the damn sombrero meant hat.
Like, well dude, I actually did a lot more research because I was actually kind of expecting a lot of people to ask me about Cinco de Mayo, and I already knew like what I did growing up because I remember asking my parents about it. I'm like, well, why don't we celebrate it at home?
Mm-hmm.
My parents are like, they don't really celebrate it in Mexico.
Yeah,
really.
And I did more research. So why do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo? History lesson, folks.
Let's teach us.
All right, so Cinco de Mayo is not our Independence Day, which is what a lot of people think it is. The Independence Day is actually in September 16th, which actually happened a couple years after the Cinco de Mayo thing happened, right?
Mm.
So apparently Mexico owed a lot of debts because they went to a couple different wars. They had like a war against, they had a civil war, and they had a war. They had a couple wars going on, so they're like, okay, we can't pay our debt to you guys, so we're going to, I think, go bankrupt or whatever. They're just not going to pay it. France, I think England or Great Britain and one of the other countries is just like, yeah, that's not cool. France was the only one that's like,
not cool,
we're going to go in and take care of this. So they take their army. I think it was like 2,000 Mexican soldiers, and there was like 4,000, 6,000. There's basically a 300-style battle going on, where it's France against Mexico. Mexico's severely outnumbered, and it's in a town called Puebla, or a city named Puebla,
mm-hmm.
which is south of Mexico City. And Mexico came out victorious. So it was a huge deal. And so this is around the time where the Civil War was going on. So for Mexican-Americans to hear that, that kind of boosted morale, because a lot of the Mexican-Americans in the United States fighting for the Civil War were with the Union, which, why wouldn't you be? Because you're fighting against people who are against or who want slavery. And, you know, we kind of are dark people, so they probably were trying to, you know, take our rights away, too. So that kind of boosted morale for the Civil War as well. But so it's just kind of like that victory, like, look, we got this. And so at the time, I think even France even took over, did actually appoint his actual title,
mm-hmm.
but they did appoint somebody. And so years later, they managed to overthrow him. And so that's when they got their independence. So Independence Day in Mexico was in September, years later.
Interesting.
So they did overthrow the French. So they did win that battle. It took a couple years to actually get independence. So Mexico itself does not celebrate it because we do have our independence.
So they won the battle on
the Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, because that's when they came in.
Okay. So what do Mexicans celebrate?
They celebrate
in Mexico.
So they celebrate quite a few things, actually.
Do they
celebrate this September 16th?
Yes.
As kind of like shots of tequila and that.
I don't know if shots of tequila, but it's their Independence Day.
Okay.
So like this is more just the town of Puebla celebrates and just kind of like the historical significance of it.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of Mexico, not really.
Mm. Interesting. I'm trying to figure out how it turned into.
I think it was in the video I was watching and some of the research, like years later, I think either like early 1900 or something, like some years and years pass. And then the maybe like 70s, 60s, I don't remember. They saw this as an opportunity for a drinking holiday.
Ugh.
The beer companies are like, okay, we're going to sell Mexican beers. We're going to promote Mexican beers. We're going to promote Mexican tequila. Promote it this way. It's basically a Hallmark holiday, or is turned into a Hallmark holiday, kind of like Valentine's Day is.
I was about to say, just like Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. So like, we're just going to promote Mexican beer, Mexican drinks, and it just kind of formed into this big old drinking holiday, kind of like St. Patrick's Day.
Smart on their part.
Because St. Patrick's Day is really racist, too.
It is. It really is. I mean,
if you want to get into it, but whatever.
And I honestly do believe it is. And a lot of people don't like to see it that way because it's like, well, you're white. We can't be racist towards white people.
Yeah, no.
You mean like it's racist towards like
Irish people?
Yeah. Because like,
it implies that they're all drunk.
Yeah, like imagine. I'm not gonna get into it. Yay, Cinco de Mayo. Yay, all cultures.
I mean, it's so tough, like nowadays.
it's hard. Yeah.
Everyone gets offended over everything, and so I was even like pondering, like, well, should I post a picture, like, because I'm not Mexican, but will anyone get offended? And I was like, Sarah, You know, I love everyone. I don't give an F. Like, I'll celebrate it even if it's your holiday. I'll celebrate it if it's your holiday. Like, I happen to be Irish, but if I wasn't, I would celebrate St. Patrick's because it's your hair. Like, I don't.
Right.
I don't even celebrate Irish.
There is a difference, though, because, like, with the whole thing I was talking about, the college students, they're like, well, they were just celebrating their heritage. I'm like,
no,
for
they
one,
weren't.
They were not, because that is not our heritage. Our heritage is filled with beautiful art and music and food. And like a camaraderie, like when we have our parties, it is a family affair. You've been to my parents' house for parties.
Yeah, everyone's in my girl who I was talking about, who's dating the Mexican dude. He like they just started dating and his cousin or someone was getting married. And Becky was like, yeah, like, do you guys want to come to this wedding? And I was like, first of all, I barely know your boyfriend and I don't know his cousin. And they're like, yeah, but you're invited. Like everyone's welcome.
Invited.
And I'm like, what if some random person came to my wedding? I would freak out, you know?
Yeah, and that is the difference between Mexican. Like, I remember, like, quinceañeras or anything. It was just
I used to be obsessed
huge.
With quinceañeras. Like, I didn't want a sweet 16. I wanted a quinceañera.
Girl,
like,
you should have had one.
No, my mom was just like, what the hell are you talking about?
Like,
and, like, my
really
mom in Baltimore, you know, in middle of Baltimore, I was just like, I want a quinceañera. I want a blah, blah, blah. She was like, Destiny, what the, bye.
But no, she's like, no.
She didn't understand what the hell I was talking about. I could have asked for a bar mitzvah to her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
she would have been like, well, when you're 16, then you're going to want a sweet 16. Like,
see, I didn't have one because my parents are like, do you want a quinceañera or do you want a car when you're 16?
I want a car. I cursed. I'm sorry.
Wait, isn't quinceañera, isn't it 15?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
So the reason I picked the car is because the car was going to be like, what, $1,000 maybe? Because it's a starter car. The quinceañera is going to be like, $10,000
plus $10,000 for a day or a car for
as long as I had it. And my brothers, we still have that car.
I was like, even if it was a month, that would have
But the thing with quinceañeras, and like it's a little different for like weddings and quinceañeras than it is like in the Mexican culture than it is in the American culture that I realized. It is literally the term "it takes a village" does come into effect. So you have padrinos, which translated means godparents or sponsors, I guess I heard other people call it. So if I say, hey, I would like you to be the padrino for my hall, for my, you know, venue. So you, as like that close family friend, would put money in and you would get the hall. You would pay for the venue for them. And granted, a lot of these venues aren't super expensive, like the ones you see that are like 12, 15 grand.
Yeah, weddings and stuff.
Or you'll, it's like, I would like you, would you be the padrino for food? And you, I mean, most people don't say no, but you can say no if you're like, I honestly can try.
That's
can't
for
that.
One party?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you do that.
Honestly,
like,
if you... For a Mexican family and for like a quinceañera and things like that, that seems very plausible and makes a lot of sense.
It's crazy that it's so different. Like,
it's like everyone pays for everything. Like it helps. And I never realized how weird it was. Mm. And I'm really weird at accepting gifts and money. But like I said, I never had my quinceañera and I was just like, I'm not going to, it's not worth it. I don't want to deal with that.
I think this, I don't know. I love that. I didn't learn. I'm so glad to be learning about Mexican history. Woo! Proper Mexican. Mexican culture
like
from a true, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is how from what I've grown up and seen.
Yeah.
But it's, that's how they do weddings too. I mean, some people will pay more for their wedding and have a few people chip in here and there. Like I've had like aunts like, oh, I'll pay for your food. Like I want to like, a lot of these people that have restaurants, so like we will cater your we will cater your events and stuff like that, and they will pay for
that. That is so not in American culture
because like a lot of things has happened. It's just like I can't do this because I can't pay for it because like for instance my prom, I almost couldn't go to prom because I couldn't get a dress, I couldn't get
the ticket, like
tickets are like $100.
I couldn't, like, you know what I mean? So like because it was only me and my mom, that's that was it. So like to hear, oh yeah, auntie so and so from over there, I'll pay for half your wedding.
Right.
Like that's awesome. I love that. I didn't realize it was that much, you know, family.
And,
And sometimes it's like you do feel obligated, but luckily, and it's something I've noticed with my cousins and stuff because we are a new generation and we grew up here.
So do you guys not do that?
So I think with some stuff they have done that, but I feel like seeing I am so like honored and blessed to have so many strong, independent badass ladies as my cousins.
Awesome.
Like one cousin's like, you know, studying, she wants to help chill, like she's gonna work at schools and she's gonna study and she wants to work with kids with learning disabilities.
Wow.
So she's like, she's focusing on that. And then I recently, and I've always had respect for this cousin, I have one, she's, I want to say she's 21 or 22, so she's young, and she's one of the most annoying people you'll ever meet. I'm going to throw that out right now.
All right.
She just won't shut the hell up. I think it runs in the family. But it's one of those, like, it's a one-up. It's like you start saying something, it's like, whoa! It's just like, oh my God, please shut up.
I can't deal with that.
Yeah, you would lose your mind. And like, I always knew this about her. I'm like, look, I know her dad's always pressured her. She's like, okay, well, you're not getting any younger. Go have kids. Go get married and have kids. I'm like, you've been saying that since she was like 20. It's like, he's so old school, right?
Yeah.
And so I always respect it. I'm like, because I only hear stories. I don't really spend a whole lot of time with them. So I'm like, well, you know what? She's going out. She went and lived, like, or studied abroad a couple of times. She's studying to be another teacher in the family.
Awesome.
Substitute teacher right now. She's doing her own thing. If she wants to go on a vacation, like, you know, out of the country, she goes and does it with her friends. She's, you awesome. Know, and like, I see her Facebook and she's enjoying life. She's doing her thing and she seems happy, you know, even though it's not what her dad wants of her.
Yeah.
And so I never, like, I always kind of like, okay, I respect her. And this week, I grew to respect her even more.
Oh, I'm excited.
Because I'm not friends with this uncle on Facebook. He's always been very nice to me. I've never necessarily had a problem with him.
But like, he's always one of those.
Did you guys ever watch the show 19 Kids and Counting?
Unfortunately. Yes.
So he kind of, every time I like see that show, they'd make me think of my uncle.
That's a weird juxtaposition, you know, to think about him.
Yeah, he's not quite as bad. Like, they don't wear, like, his daughters don't all have to wear, like, those long skirts or the hair. Like, my cousin.
At least they're jean skirts, all right? They're right. Hip Mormons.
I still wear jean skirts.
That long?
No, God, no. I wear nothing that long.
No, yeah. What?
So my other cousin, the one that was the first teacher I was talking about. And my other cousin, by the way, I want to give her props, too. She's in the Army Reserve. She, like,
ooh.
Her husband's in the Army. Like, she's, you know, pregnant right now. She has a little girl, and she's going to raise another little girl. She's like, I know what I want, and I'm going to do it. She's like, this is what I want with my family before I'm 30. I'm having it. We are financially stable. We have our plans.
Yeah, at least she did it in the right order.
Badass military woman. Get
Woo.
It.
Woo. Get it.
So going back to my uncle. He posts this on Facebook. It's a woman with, like, a vintage gown. It looks like an old wedding photo. And it has this on here. It says, men stop being gentlemen when women stop being ladies and started demanding equality in a society that treated them like queens. Excuse me? My cousin's like,
first, second, and
hell?
Third of all.
She's like, dude, what's up with her uncle? I'm like, oh, yeah, you didn't grow up with this uncle. I avoided him because I know he would hate my lifestyle, because I'm literally the opposite. I am my own person. I'm almost 30. No babies. No husband. I'm probably everything he hates.
All the tattoos and rock this and boy that and
being
premarital sex.
And all that.
Well spoken. So when I read this, I was like, you know what? As much as this cousin annoys the crap out of me, and I can only handle her in small doses, I have even more respect for her than I did before.
At least she, you know what I mean? She figured it out a lot quicker than what I didn't know that at 21. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's awesome.
She's like, she's doing her own thing. I'm like, go do your own thing. Don't ever let anybody stop you. And that is my message for all young girls out there.
You do you, boo.
If you want to be 21 and have your babies and have your family and whatever, that is you.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. I feel like there's more to the world to see. But if that's you, then do you. I think that's fair.
Indubitably.
Going back to the Mexican stuff.
I'm listening.
Which side? No, he is very racist. I'm like, why'd you marry a Mexican woman? You know, like, that does not, I do not understand that. He married a Mexican woman.
Was she fair skinned?
No, she's darker than me.
That's not saying much. Like,
yeah, girl, you're hella fair skinned.
I know.
Yeah.
She's not like super, super, like, she doesn't go out in the sun, but when she lived in Mexico, I saw pictures of her as a child. She was pretty dark.
That's fair, yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, you know what's something I've been thinking about since me and you were talking? Mexican Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mexican Mother's Day is a different day than regular Mother's Day.
So, like, I keep wanting to point that out to people just to save somebody's life. Like, because my whole 20-some years living, I didn't realize that Mexican Mother's Day was a completely different day.
When is Mexican Mother's Day?
The 10th, May 10th.
That's what I thought.
Instead of the 13th.
Yeah, I think, is it 13th or 14th this year?
Oh, it's not on a Sunday?
I think it's the same day every year.
Oh, got it.
I think it's May 10th every year.
That would make a lot more sense. Yeah.
Well, like, I made that mistake once when I was a kid. My dad's like, it's Mother's Day. I'm like, no, it's not. It's next week. And he's like, why aren't you going to say Happy Mother's Day to your mom? And my brother and I are like, no, it's not Mother's Day. So we didn't. My mom got really, like, hurt, offended. Like, she was, like, really upset.
Are you like, I'm confused?
I'm like, come on, Mother's Day's next week. Calm down. Like, what do you want us to do?
It's not the real Mother's Day.
It's like, that would get confusing.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about that.
Well, it reminds me of, like, the Chinese New Year and stuff. That's not our New Year. You know, like, if they have a different New Year than ours. So I'm like,
it's a couple weeks later.
It's not your New Year right now?
What were you saying about Mexican, though?
Something, when I was watching these videos and doing this research, it's like, well, how should you celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Mm.
It's like, because I mean, the sombreros and stuff, okay. Like, do you really need to? Like, it's not a dress up holiday.
It's not.
It's not Halloween. It's not like an ugly sweater party.
I mean, I will put on like a necklace or something, or like some that's
like if some free swag, whatever. Yeah, it's cool.
Or like at the bar, like if something to light up. Like
maybe a poncho and stuff. Like, honestly, I don't think I care, but I know there's other people that do seriously get offended because of the state of how the country is right now. Because there's so many people
it makes
hating.
Me so sad.
Yeah, it's just it sucks because it's like we have people that are hating on us because of our, you know, who we are. And so they're like, oh, we need to go back to your country. It's like, but you see, here you are celebrating a bastardized version of a holiday from our country,
yeah.
quote unquote, like to me, respect our culture. It's just like, no.
Like for me, it's like, I respect your culture enough that I would like want to try to like, you know,
celebrate it correctly.
Celebrate mm-hmm. it, not like making fun of, but being like, I think it's so cool that this is part of your culture and you guys mm-hmm. wear this or mm-hmm. use this or whatever. So I want to embrace that, you know, and what I mean, so there's like the other fact that like
it unfortunately because of the jerks out there that line has been blurred and it's kind of one of those like I want to respect your culture. It's like, well, this a-hole, you know, racist over here is saying, making that same excuse
and
like,
making fun of
it's, but he's making fun of it, he's saying what you're saying even though you don't mean it that way, he's just saying that so kind of wash his hands of it and not look bad.
I was talking to somebody, and after, like, you know, the past couple of years, me being aware of racial anything, especially like moving from a primarily black neighborhood, you know, area to a completely different, you know, world.
Yeah.
Like, it started, like, you know, coming to my attention. And so I'm realizing things are not as black and white. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like things, there is no explanation for it. Like, mm-hmm. it sucks. Yeah. You totally would probably get yelled at, you know what I mean? Or something if you wore a sombrero, even if you were.
Well, yeah, my girl like went off on me, and I had no idea.
Right. And so like that sucks because of course you are not, you know, doing anything like wrong or trying to.
You're not doing it with impure intentions.
Yeah. Yeah. But unfortunately, that doesn't matter. Like nothing's black and white. You just have to like tiptoe your way around everything.
Well, that sucks because I feel like it was totally different. Like
it was different, but it was also not better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, people didn't care. Like, it's kind of like, we're going to do this thing that is actually pretty bad, but we're not going to care about it, kind of a thing.
So, like,
beforehand.
We're at that stage of where we're learning what's
okay and what's not.
Again, because like, don't forget, years ago, it was so okay for somebody to be like, N-word. And that was totally normal and
or
totally
even
fine.
Somebody
or totally
dressing up in a Native American costume and
that
stuff.
Was,
that's, now people are like, okay, that's maybe a little disrespectful for you to wear this and get S-faced on Halloween. Or even
because
having,
we know why now. You know what I mean? So,
Or even have a very, like, now we're looking at, like, for example, like, the Cleveland Indians logo mm-hmm. with, like, the red face and stuff. Like, that is very, it's like an offensive stereotype. It's like, let's say they were the Cleveland, you know, Jewish people, and they made a very cartoony looking Jewish person on there.
So
right, it's kind of like we're starting to like realize just because something has been quote unquote okay or accepted for so long, is it really okay?
What if like, so I've taken a bunch of different dance classes, I've taken like Bollywood and I've taken African and like all of that, and like what if we had to put on a performance and we had to wear traditional.
And that's different.
Is like that different?
You're performing something. You're going to get the a-holes. I feel like there's a-holes on both sides. You're going to get, like, let's say you did a Mexican dance. I'm going to be like, oh, my God, that's awesome. You're honoring our culture because you took the time to learn it. You know, you're embracing it and you're, you know, putting love into it. And I think that's awesome. But you're going to get, it's being on the internet, you've seen the worst.
Yeah.
Well, so you're going to get. That's where I don't know, because I didn't even, like, know. Well, obviously, I knew there was a line, but, like, I never knew or would intentionally ever cross the line, but apparently, like, I have.
Right, and I feel like we all have. Like, I've said a Drinko de Mayo, too. Like, I've said that, too. Like, and I'm Mexican, but
we're learning.
I think we're in a
we're
time
in a weird,
period where we're
weird
learning.
Phase,
yeah, weird limbo. And I think, and that's how I mean, don't take this as word for everyone, but this is how I see it. If you're doing something for the sake of just, you know, making fun of it or cheapening it, then maybe don't do it.
Right.
However, like if for a dance thing or for whatever it is, like something like that, if you want to learn how to make Mexican jewelry or clothing, if you take the time to study something or to learn about it, even if it's just to read a couple things to really honor it, then I feel like you're okay. And if anyone gives you crap, you can tell them to cram it. Because mm-hmm. like I've seen people post on Facebook, it's like, no one should be allowed. Like, if you're not Mexican or if you're not Hispanic, you're white, you shouldn't, don't learn Spanish. That's our language. It's like, really?
That's sounding stupid.
Like,
yeah.
You're like, literally, you're complaining about this, like, the complete, like, one side of the spectrum, and you are on the, like, on the mm-hmm. other side. You're not making things better. You're acting just like the bad guys. So stop.
We're at limbo. Yeah, I totally agree.
Mm. So I feel like I'm all about the embracing thing. So it's like, if you want to go do those dances. And I did talk to my roommate about that. I'm like, where does that line go? Because
does a lot of.
Yeah, he's done Tahitian dancing. And then recently, yeah. like within the last year, it's really cool, actually.
I love that.
He did an awesome wedding. What wedding was that?
I don't remember. And I'm going to.
I remember. Sorry.
I don't remember if it was like an Indian wedding or if it was. It was some. It was a different wedding.
But they were
wedding.
Like doing Bali. It was so cool.
I love Indian weddings.
What they did though for their buddy, they didn't tell him, but all of their friends, mm-hmm. and there's a couple of white friends or friends from like other that they're mixed races that weren't this race in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But they went out and got custom made outfits like that for his wedding.
Yeah.
Like, because they're gonna wear suits and stuff, and I'm like, okay. Like, in my roommate and I have. You know, fun debates sometimes. Not debates, but just discussions. Because yeah. I feel like adults should be able to do that.
Yeah. To actually, like, get your message across, even if you disagree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, you know what? Or if I'm in the wrong, I want you to explain to me why I'm wrong. I want you to convince me. Like, that's the point of having discussions. It's not to be like, I'm right. It's, no, like, here's why I think this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me how you think is what it is. And if I change my mind, that's part of being an adult.
Yeah.
Like a freaking reasonable adult.
Yeah.
Don't.
Because I've changed my mind. Like, I changed my mind on this whole, like, I used to think whatever, things in my eye, I don't care. But then I realize it's because of how some people's intentions are with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of seeing that. And I think we can change it so we don't get those a-holes to do those things anymore. But
I hope,
like,
we can change it.
I feel like
we're a generation of change. And I think something bad just recently happened to some people's eyes mm-hmm. with politicians. And we're seeing a lot of things changing.
Honestly, with the things happening with politics right now, it's causing such a stir that is going to evoke massive change.
And it's our generation that has to make this change.
And we already, dude, I'm getting chills to think about, like you can already tell, like, how much is changing. Like, things are still BS, like, you know, like, well, but things are totally getting better. And, like, after all this, like,
things are going to go bad for a while.
Yeah,
but it's not going to be great for most people for a while. But I feel like we have the opportunity and the ability to invoke serious change, and not just change in politics, but change in culture and change in
the whole world.
Because we're the millennials. We're known as the freaking selfie, self-entitled, you know,
which is
generation.
Annoying because we get things done. I love being a millennial. Yes. I love this generation. Like, we're
awesome.
I love
it. It still means we're young. Shoot. Yeah. Right?
Cheers.
How it's Cinco de Mayo. If you want to celebrate, I found out, like, and I was like, how do you celebrate Cinco de Mayo without being labeled a racist?
Mm-hmm.
And I found the best one. It's like, you want your tacos, you want your margaritas. Okay. Like, yes. Who doesn't love those things? I love them any day of the year.
Yeah, seriously.
Honestly.
Go to your, like, local, or even not local, but your mom and pop chain, like, not chains, but non-chain restaurants.
Mm.
The mom and pop owned places, and support them.
Mm. I like
support
that.
The, like, the small businesses.
Yeah, because you know the chains are going to be hopping already. So.
Well, that's one reason. But it's just like, you're giving the small businesses your money, your, you know, your time, and their food's going to be probably
better. Yeah, I was
going
to say, that's what I was going to say, yeah. So and their margaritas probably have more tequila in them.
I didn't realize, like, I turned into, like, such a, like, a Mexican food snob because I lived in San Antonio for such a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was stationed there.
I got some places to take you, girl.
Oh, my gosh. I turned into such a, like, I can't even walk by anymore. Like.
Oh, I love me some still. Let's get real.
But I hear you. But yay, Cinco de Mayo.
I gotta take you to Senor Moose.
Senor Moose. That sounds like
it sounds be so white, right?
No, it sounds like something Super Troopers or freaking, like,
right. Like Breaking Bad, like Los Pollos.
Yeah,
Hermanos,
that sounds
or something
ridiculous right there. Yeah.
You know, the name is weird. Like, I remember I heard about it. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I was walking by it because it's near a place we go to all the time. My roommates and I, Cafe Mox. So we walk by it. It's in Ballard. And I had to stop. Because I just smelled all the smells coming out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped. I'm like, you guys, this smells like home.
Like,
I was like, this reminds me of, like, my mom's cooking. Like, I was
that's
like,
what
we
need
to come
thing.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've gone in. I've taken my mom there. She's like, can we go back to that Moose place? It's really good.
Oh, man. Okay. Like, take me there then.
We're
going.
Then.
If your mom says take me there, I'm going.
And they have, like, they're open in the morning. And then they're closed for a couple hours. And they open again at night.
So they do two
menus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Super tasty.
Where's that? Is that
in Ballard.
Oh, yeah.
It's on, like, Leary, I think.
So senior moose and I haven't, huh?
It's like this, you don't even notice it. It's kind of hiding.
Okay.
Like, it's like on the main street, but like it's not super fancy or elaborate on the outside. It's just like a building. So it's just so good.
It's so weird it's like that like really place. Good places like are all,
you can never find
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and they're always not like, come here, like with a big sign or anything. They're just like, we're gonna go there. Like that looks like, a little sketchy.
It's like it's this weird because you could sit at the bar, which is like where they make the food, or they have an actual bar in the back. But they it looks like a house.
I love
like you're walking in someone's house, kind of a thing. So it's really tasty.
So that's why I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going for breakfast, right?
Yeah,
waking up early and going to breakfast. Yeah. It's gonna be so good.
I don't have guitar practice tomorrow, so yay! I get to sleep in. God, sleeping
and then
is like
get
10
a margarita
o'clock.
At 11 a.m.
I would have a margarita 11 a.m. I love it.
Does it have carbs in it?
Margaritas? It's a typical margarita should be, I mean, it's
what,
got sugar.
Triple sec, sugar, can you eat tequila?
I can get like a skinny margarita.
Yeah, those are really good. Yeah.
What I've had, I've seen people do is you get some soda water, lime juice, and tequila.
Oh, damn. I'm going to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't nearly taste as
nope, it
good,
is not because you don't get the... But I mean, can you eat limes? Because
no, I like the lime. I don't like the super sugary.
No, can you eat
sometimes.
Limes because they're carbs? Probably.
No, not carbs because they're fruit.
Yeah, and fruit are carbs.
You both were saying the same thing.
Sorry, citrus like oranges. Does that count as carbs? Not all fruit is carbs, is it?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
aren't all fruit carbs?
I don't know.
Okay, honestly,
that's why
I'm pretty sure they are.
With lemons and limes is weird because if
it's
there's
citrus,
yeah. Hey, Google.
I know sugar carbs turn into sugar, so I don't know
no,
if sugar
No, I remember
is...
because I was shocked that fruit was
are
a carb.
Limes car- oh. Are limes carbs?
Here's what I found on the web for limes carbs.
Cool. Google. Anywho. But,
oh, okay, so citrus, like, I'll be able to have, like, two. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be able to eat it every day, all day, but
right,
I'll be fine.
You can have a couple.
Yeah.
Okay. Low carb count. Woo! We solved that.
Wait, are they carbs?
It is carbs, but it's so low
that, it
that
really
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
Cinco de Mayo. So are you guys going out tonight or no?
Yeah. So I'm going to 3-2-1 battle. I'm going to be seeing Cody and Migs and some lovely, lovely bulges in Spanish.
And some not so lovely bulges.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those bad guys, man.
Oh, man. No.
It's like no matter how lovely that bulge is, it can't be lovely because you're a bad guy.
Boo. Yeah, no. I'm so excited I can't drink beer. Oh, my God. I just realized I can't have my Rainier beer.
Just some vodka.
Do they have like hard either, like hard alcohol?
I don't think so.
I don't think they do. I'm rethinking my night.
You just have a couple drinks before you leave.
Yeah, that's damn. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, just go there, have some drinks beforehand, and enjoy the show. I'm super sad about that now.
Sarah, what you doing?
I'm working.
Actually, I'm working.
And I'm not drinking, so it's probably good that I'm working.
Yeah, I gotta work the other job too.
Yeah, so.
But it's a non-Mexican place, so I think we're gonna be okay.
I think you'll be fine.
Same with mine.
So I think I'll get off early and maybe I'll have the bartender make me a Mexican beverage.
Ooh.
We should all send a picture of each other, of us with a drink by the end of the night.
I like that.
And cheers each other since we're all going to be doing our own separate thing.
Mine'll be virgin. I know. I'm trying to convince some of my friends to come in, and I was like, I'll get you guys all shots of tequila. And then I was thinking I would just bring myself a shot of water so I could like participate in the cheersing and the.
Where do you work, Boo?
This is an Italian place.
Italian place.
Theater Milan, Georgetown.
We should go visit.
Only
if you visit me sometime.
Hell, girl, I've been to your place.
Did you go to eat though?
Your place sounds like some place I would actually eat at a lot.
Yes,
I would just drink probably.
Yeah, our place has great whiskey. Lots of whiskey.
Lots of meat.
So, yep, loving the whiskey. Anywho, I know we got to get out of here a little early. I did not pay for parking. Sarah's got to go to yoga and Destiny.
I have
food.
I need to get food because I was an idiot because I baked cupcakes for everybody today and I forgot to eat. So I'm getting some food and flowers because it's Friday and that's what I do. I treat myself on Friday.
That's pretty
sweet.
Flowers.
Yeah. So treat yourself. So yeah, I'm going to get some flowers and I usually get some French macaroons, but I can't because I'm on this carb thing. So yeah. I'm just going to get flowers. So that'd be fun.
Try to think of like something.
Get a nice thing of celery.
Yeah, I was going to say an apple. That's some fruit. No.
I can get some really bougie cheese. Like,
there you go.
That's what cheese. I'm getting. Bougie cheese.
All right, go get your cheese.
Yes.
And tequila.
And I hope everybody enjoys their
and
weekend.
And I hope you guys learn some things. We got kind of like for real serious.
I know. That wasn't even part of my plan to talk about today, man. It worked out.
It worked out perfectly for Cinco de Mayo. You all have learned something. So, you know.
And if I'm like not, if I got a few details incorrect, because I'm human, let me know.
Yeah.
And be safe tonight. Watch out for, don't drink and drive.
Yeah,
and
watch out for drivers. Drunk
drivers.
For real.
Alrighty, my love.
Bye. Bye. Mm.